Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into cash-free payment surges on RBI Ban Lift, Payment Surge Daily Brief, 21st to August 2026. Let's dig in. All right, three things you need to know today. Cash-free is back and growing at 52%. Voice data lawsuits are heading toward hundreds of millions in liability. And Flipkart just moved big billion days in a way that cost Walmart 100 basis points. Let's get into it.
Start with cash free, because the number is deceptive in a good way. 52% revenue growth in FY26, losses narrowing, but the real story is what was suppressed. They were under an RBI restriction on onboarding new merchants for almost a full year. That entire year, they couldn't grow their customer base.
So the 52% is growth on top of a year where one hand was tied behind their back.
Exactly. Which means the underlying demand for payment aggregation didn't go away. It just queued up. Now that the ban is lifted, you're going to see a land grab. Cash-free, Razorpay, PayU, everyone's going after the same pool of merchants at the same time.
And for a founder who's evaluating which gateway to plug into their product right now.
Watch unit economics very carefully. When aggregators are in acquisition mode, they discount. MDR gets compressed, support quality can slip, reliability is under stress. Don't pick your gateway based on who's being most aggressive on pricing today. Look at who held their infrastructure together through a period when they literally couldn't grow.
That's a smart filter. Okay, the second story I can't stop thinking about is the voice data lawsuit situation. Class action, journalists, podcasters, audiobook narrators. What's the actual exposure here?
Plaintiff's counsel is estimating hundreds of millions in potential liability per case. Per case. And the claim is straightforward. Voice data was scraped and used to train AI models without explicit consent from the people whose voices those are.
And this is reaching India how?
Every Indian startup that has trained a voice model, a speech-to-text system, an IVR, a vernacular AI product, if you used publicly available audio without documented consent, you have exposure. The regulatory retroactivity is the scary part. You can't go back and get consent from someone whose podcast you scraped 2 years ago.
So what does a builder actually do right now?
Two things. First, audit your training data sources this week. Not next quarter, this week. Second, if you're still collecting voice data for any model, build the consent workflow into the product flow, not into a terms of service that nobody reads. Explicit, specific, recorded consent.
And here's where I want to connect these two stories, cash-free and the voice lawsuits, because there's a pattern.
Say it.
Both are about what happens when regulators catch up to something that was moving fast and flying under the radar. Cash-free got caught by the RBI and had to pause for a year. These AI companies potentially face hundreds of millions because nobody thought voice data needed special handling.
That's exactly right. And the lesson for Indian builders is compliance isn't a post-Series A problem. It's a design decision. If cash-free had been more conservative, they might not have triggered the restriction. If these AI companies had built consent flows early, they'd have a defensible position in court today.
The cost of retrofitting is always higher than the cost of building it right the first time.
Always. And in India specifically, RBI, Matewai, TRAI, they're all getting more active, not less. This is the environment you're building in.
Let's talk about B10X, because this one is a genuinely interesting pivot story. iKaragpur founders started with low-cost workshops, and I mean low-cost, we're talking 9 workshops, scaled to 5 million learners.
And the pivot is what matters. They didn't just keep running workshops at scale. They moved toward certifications, AI workflow tools, career programs. The content was the acquisition channel. The tools and certifications are the retention and monetization layer.
Which is a completely different business model.
Right? A workshop is a transaction, a certification that someone puts on their LinkedIn, a tool they use every day at work. That's a relationship. Lifetime value is completely different. For any B2B SaaS founder in the skills space, horizontal AI workflow platforms are going to outflank vertical course content. B10X figured that out early.
And the 5 million learners number. That's distribution that most edtech companies would kill for.
And they built it on the back of very low price point acquisition. 9 gets someone in the door. Then you have their attention, their data, their career trajectory. The upgrade path to a 10,000 certification or a 50,000 career program is much easier when someone already trusts you.
Speaking of edtech and distribution, the Google story today is directly related. Google Search is now letting students build custom practice quizzes using content from PhysicsWalla, Careers 360, Princeton Review.
And that should make every edtech founder uncomfortable. Google just made AI-assisted test prep a feature of Search, free, with distribution that none of these companies can match.
So what's the move?
Stop competing on content access. Compete on outcomes. Job placements, salary data, skill certification that employers actually recognize. If your moat is, we have good practice questions, Google just matched you. If your moat is, our graduates get hired at 40% higher salaries, that's not something Google can replicate in Search.
Okay, let's get to Flipkart and Walmart, because the 100 basis points number is doing a lot of work in that story.
So Flipkart moved big billion days from Q3 to Q4. That's a timing shift. But Walmart flagged it as a 100 basis point drag on Q3 growth. For a company Walmart's size, 100 BPS is not a rounding error.
And what does this mean for founders who are planning around these sale events?
Don't lock vendor commitments, inventory positions, or marketing spends until the dates are actually confirmed. These event calendars are being treated as strategic levers now. Flipkart moved their biggest sale of the year. If they can do that, any platform can do that. Build in 3 to 4 weeks of buffer on either side of any major sale window.
All right, let's move through the rest of today's brief. Manipal Hospital's 3,091 crore in Q1 FY27, EBITDA up 26%.
The volume numbers are what matter. Inpatient volumes up 38.8%, outpatient up 26%, occupancy at 65%, which is 290 basis points better than last year. Once you cross 60% occupancy in hospital operations, the unit economics shift. Fixed costs are covered. Every additional patient is margin accretive. Health tech founders building for tier 2 cities should note, the hospital operators are following.
Meta and Instagram, a former engineering director, testified the platform had a don't ask, don't tell policy on users under 13. That trial is now 29 states.
If you're building anything in social, messaging, or creator tools, age verification is not optional anymore. Venture firms are pricing regulatory liability into term sheets. This isn't a US-only problem. India's DPDP rules have similar intent.
Red Balloon Aerospace, ex-Skyroot CTO building near-space infrastructure for communications and disaster response.
Near-space is the interesting middle layer. Higher than drones, lower than satellites, lower regulatory friction than orbital. Faster revenue cycles. Deep tech founders who've been looking at space applications but don't want a 7-year launch cycle, this is worth watching.
And India's battery storage gap, 2 gigawatt hours of cell manufacturing capacity commissioned, China at 2,695 gigawatt hours, controlling 85 to 98% of global supply chains.
That gap doesn't close in 5 years. The report says a decade away from self-reliance. For anyone building in energy or mobility, your supply chain is going to run through China for the foreseeable future. That's a geopolitical risk you need to model, not assume away.
The one thing I want every listener to do today, audit your data sources before you do anything else. Voice data, training data sets, consent documentation. The window where you can get ahead of this is closing fast.
That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.